We've got Joey Gross, the head coach for the Eye Commanding softball team, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2021 season. And Joey, always good to get a chance to catch up with you. Didn't get to see you much this summer, but appreciate all the time you've given us here today.
You bet. Glad to have you.
Joy, a young team this year. I think everybody knew that coming in. 10 eighth graders on this year's team. I know you guys ended up going 0-21, so I'm sure disappointed. But I got the sense in seeing some of your posts throughout the summer, you were pretty happy with how you saw some of the progress that this young team was taking throughout the year.
Well, you know what? We had our team function last night, and like I told the parents, I saw the growth during practice. It was hard to transfer that over to games because they still weren't ready for varsity play. And, so my whole thing this summer was we need to get better. We need to, improve skill. I thought we did a lot of that, and I think our eighth graders are going to be leaps and bounds ahead of normal eighth graders. So, we're really looking for some good things from the young kids. They had opportunity that not many people get. Typically, if you start one eighth grader, that's a lot. And I started four almost every night, and it wasn't always the same one. Just about everybody on the team had at least one start in some fashion or another. So everybody got some live experience and got to really feel like what it was like to be a varsity player. And I told them also, the game slows down as you get older and you get more reps and you understand the game better. You find yourself being in the right position and you don't even know why. You just know your body just knows this is where I need to be. And when they get to that point, which, it's going to come sooner than later because of the exposure they had as eighth graders.
Coach, speaking of that eighth grade group, I know talking with one of my other coaches, they talked about how their eighth graders this year missed a seventh grade season last summer because of COVID. Did that happen with your group? And how much did that maybe hurt in just the normal process of getting to play and building, that kind of rapport and stuff with the other kids?
I think that hurt every group because we did play limited schedules. A lot of schools got shut down during the season. It was a hard year, and yeah, absolutely. I think every eighth grader out there experienced it felt like 2 years since they'd played because for most of them it was. I had kids playing multiple positions. It's hard enough to play multiple positions when you're older, but as eighth graders, we were just trying to figure out what spots were best for kids, their mentality, their skill level, the outlook for them for the future. Where do we see them actually gonna fit into our program? And so, we have a lot of data, and we've got a lot of good baseline information for kids, and hopefully they grow exponentially from where they were this year.
Do you feel like by the end of the year you had most of the kids kind of aware they'll end up in the future? Or do you think even with this young group, and I know you had some veterans, we'll talk about those coming up, but with this young group, do you feel like you got most of the people in the positions they'll be at still?
Well, every year people can move around to new positions. And again, a lot of times you might know you're an infielder or you might know you're an outfielder. That's the case a lot of times, but you know what? On a nightly basis, you can have an injury. Somebody's got to move into a new spot. You just have to be ready to go and do whatever we're asking you to do. And, pay attention every time we put you in a new role so that you're ready to go because you never know when you're going to have an injury or somebody's going to be gone. And you've got to be able to, fill in and do your best. So it's always nice to have kids that can play multiple positions. And sure, kids are going to be better when they play in the same spot. But it also gives them some empathy for the other person's position when you've played multiple positions. And a lot of our eighth graders also played a lot of positions at the JV level, which, helped us see where they might fit in as well.
Coach, where do you feel like this team grew and got better? Were there certain areas or just certain aspects of the game that you felt like they really started to pick up on?
Well, you know what, we found some things with our pitching that helped our defense, helped us get some ground balls instead of having every ball that was hit be a shot. You know, that's going to help your defense a lot. We were around the plate a lot more towards the end of the year. When you don't give up, you know, 8-9 walks in a game, you know, that's hard to overcome as a young team. When you don't strike people out, you've got to find 21 outs to win a ball game. And with as young of a team as we had, you know, we would have an error here and there, and then it would be like quicksand. One thing would lead to another, and we would just get deeper in the hole. But towards the end of the year, especially like the Tri-Center game, we had some outstanding outfield play. We made the plays in the infield. You know, we just came up a run short in that game. But that game, you know, made us feel like, you know what, we're kind of turning the corner a little bit here. We just lacked a lot of consistency, and we lacked confidence. And those are hard to have when you don't win. And again, you know, consistency on the mound. The game of softball emanates from the mound. You have to be able to, you know, get better there. And, you know, that kind of makes everybody around you better. When you can spot balls and know where a ball is going to be hit, it helps to be able to locate the defense and move them around a little bit, put them in the best spots that we can. I thought we got there a little bit more towards the end of the season. Granted, we had two freshman pitchers, and you know what? They put in a ton of time in the off season, and I know that they'll do that again, so I'm looking forward to, you know, a lot of growth just all the way around. But as anybody who knows softball knows that the mound is where the game starts to get better at.
Coach, you mentioned some injuries. I know Ella Richards battled some, and just a freshman, one of those young pitchers for you. Did injuries have much of an impact on this year's team?
Not really. You know what, Ella, she had that hamstring issue, which she fought through like a champion. But it made it hard when, you know, she couldn't get off the mound to cover her position. You know, the, you know, good coaches figured out in a hurry that if they needed to get base runners, if they couldn't hit that night, they bunted. And that was something that, you know, normally Ella's pretty quick and she's got a great arm. So that hurt us on defense when she was pitching. But other than that, you know what, we had a pretty healthy season. You know, obviously you're going to have a sore arm here and there, but I thought throughout the year, kids were really healthy. They, you know what, they showed up all the time and were excited to play. They did not lack for enthusiasm, which is hard for a team to do when they are not winning. So I appreciated that and appreciated the kids coming in. And they were like sponges. They wanted to learn. They wanted to learn every single day. Even when I was frustrated, they were like sponges looking to soak up more information. So, you know, that encourages a coach.
Coach, you had some good offensive games this year. I know you scored 7 early against Tri-Center and also Riverside. You had a 9-run game against Missouri Valley, 8 against DeBuyer Valley. So saw some growth offensively in putting the bat on the ball?
We did. You know what? And the thing that we lacked most all year long was just timely hitting. We would have kids get hit, but then we couldn't you know, we couldn't get that hit when we had bases loaded in the first inning, and we had that a lot. Early in innings, we would put people on, but we just couldn't push them across, mainly because we got to the part of our order where we had the young kids that just did not have hitting experience. And there is no substitute for at-bats in a live game situation, and it's just something you cannot emulate in practice. So I think that was something that really hurt us. I tried to load up my top of my order as best as I could, Zoe Melton was a great example of that. You know, she's a kid that typically she'd bat in your three or your four slot, but I batted her in the two slot because I wanted her to get to the plate as many times as she could. The only other kid that I didn't move in the lineup would have been Jess Christensen, and she led off every single game for us and did a really nice job of that. But again, Jess is a junior, and you know, she started every game last year and had a lot of experience as a freshman as well, you know, ran the bases. So, you know, that's typically where kids start getting a lot better is between that freshman and sophomore year when they're starting to get some varsity at-bats and getting a lot of them. And unfortunately, when you lose in, you know, you get 10 runs or 12 runs, you don't get very many at-bats. So that was another thing that really hurt our ability to get better is we just didn't get to the plate enough times.
Coach, you mentioned Zoe here a moment ago, one of the two seniors on this year's team. I know she's played on some great teams in the past when she was coming up. She's been playing for you for a long time.
You know what? She was a kid that you want to talk about an eighth grader getting thrown into the pool.
Yep.
When she was an eighth grader, Cheyenne Spohr, our great catcher that was Peyton's 1-2 duo, broke her leg the first or second inning of the first game when Zoe was an eighth grader, and she stepped in and just did a phenomenal job for that team. And she's played some outfield, and this year we actually had to take her out of the catcher role because we needed her to have a greater impact on the defense, and we found that at the shortstop position. On senior night, I asked Zoe if she wanted to catch, if she felt like she was missing that and was going to give her an opportunity to do that. And she was like, no, I think I can make a greater impact at the shortstop position. So she wanted to stay there, and she certainly did. She made a lot of plays for us there. There was obviously a lot of balls hit there. You just appreciate a kid that shows leadership like that and willing to do whatever the team needed her to do. Sometimes I think at the plate she tried to do more than she should have. Tried to put more offense on the, runs on the board with one swing. And I think that kind of hurt her a little bit. But she was, I was proud of the fact that our conference coaches noted that she was a great ball player. You know, her team wasn't great, and, they voted her to be on the first team all-conference, which I thought was an extremely high compliment for her. Really, really proud of her efforts this year, and I know she was, like that last night when you guys came to our regional, she was player of the game. She was player of the week for another station, and I'm just really proud that people saw what a great effort Zoe gave. And that, she didn't give up. It'd be super easy for a senior to just pack it in and say, nah, I'm not going to do that this year because we're probably not going to be very good. She loved the game, and she took on that leadership role with a vengeance and really did a nice job of supporting our young kids. And I hope they see that as their job as they get older, and will mentor the younger kids that are coming in as well.
Coach, the other senior, Erin Finneran, what did you see from her this year?
You know what? I love Erin. She's a kid that every program needs a kid like Erin. Granted, she knew she was not going to get a ton of playing time this year, and she's known that, but still came out, gives a great effort. She lettered for the first time this year, legitimately. She played the DP role for us multiple times, played some right field for us. But her biggest impact was being in the dugout. And during defensive innings, she made sure that everybody in there was engaged, and she didn't allow the dugout to just be quiet and get down. She knew it was her job to help support the kids that were actually out there playing, and she got the younger kids that were in the dugout with her to support them as well. And You know, she was a great cheerleader for her team. You know, it takes a great person to be able to do that. A lot of kids only care about their own playing time, but she cares about the team and she loves the sport. And I just appreciate a kid like that that'll come out for 5 years and do whatever is asked of her. She's going to be a great adult. I'm looking forward to watching her as she progresses to the next step in her life.
Jessica Christensen, you mentioned her already, works hard for you at third base. The games I saw of you guys this year, plays with an intensity to her. Her and Carly Neal. And I thought Carly, as I was going through results every night, had some nights where she hit the ball very, very well for you guys. So those are your two juniors that will have to be leaders for you next year.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jess is another, she's like a Swiss Army knife. She could play about anywhere. I know this year she played a little bit of third base early. She found herself at catching most of the year. And then at the end of the year, when Ella had that hamstring injury, we had to find a little more speed at first base so we could cover the bunt. So we flip-flopped Jess and Lexi Gruen, who came in and caught a nice games for us. And Jess played first base last year, so it wasn't hard for her to move in there. Jess could pretty much play any infield spot except for pitcher, and I know she could play in the outfield if I needed her there as well. So, and she comes from a family that knows a lot about baseball, softball. The Christensens have long time been big time baseball, softball people, and then you say, you know, you talk about Carly Neal, who last year, you know, she sat out most of the COVID year. And then came back to us this year, which I really appreciated because, you know, sometimes that's hard to do if you're off and then, come back out for the team. And Carly played a little bit of third base at the beginning of the year as well and found herself playing a little bit of second base. And she also played the left and right field for us. So another, you know, the juniors are kind of the Swiss Army knives, and that'll be good for them to be seniors next year. They've seen it all, and they can both hit the ball as well and positive attitudes. You know, you just cannot say enough about people that will hang in there and support each other, and we're going to have some great leadership from them next year as well.
Coach, both of your pitchers, your main two pitchers anyway, and Ella Richards and Brooke Booth, two of your freshmen this year, along with Holly Bloom, your other freshman. So you've got some time to develop and time to work, and Ella hopefully will be healthy next year. So the pitching circle and Holly, kind of talk about what you see in the future for them.
Well, you know what, I'll start with Holly. She didn't come out as an eighth grader, but decided she missed the sport, and back out this year, and she played outfield for us. She did a little base running for us, and you know, came a long way from the beginning of the season, and I think she's excited to get into the off season and get some reps in and try to catch up to where the other freshmen are at. And then you also have Lexi Gruen, who's also in that freshman class, who we've talked about a little bit as a first baseman and catcher. But Ella and Brooke, those kids, they worked their butts off in the off season with the pitching. You know, I'd have them shoot me a text just so I could keep track of, you know, they did most of their pitching with Coach Hagedorn, who's works with our pitchers. And, you know, they put a ton of time in. I'm, again, looking forward to, you know, seeing exponential growth from both of those kids, because they have the tools there. And, you know, now that you have that scary year of the, you know, I've got to be the starter as a freshman behind you, you know, it should be a little more downhill than uphill from there. So, you know, those kids are not afraid of work. And that's the beauty of this team, is they're not afraid of work. It's going to take work, but they're not afraid to do it. You know, we talked about, we had a season-ending meeting last night, and that's what we talked about, the work that has to be done, the goals that we're going to set down for each individual player, and then make a path of how to get there and get this program back on its feet and up and rolling again.
Coach, with 10 eighth graders, we'll kind of run through them in some blocks for you here. Taylor Beckendorf, I know she had some good moments for you. I know she had some games where she hit the ball really well. Olivia Robinson, Alexa McGinn also, and Hannah McKinney, just four of those freshmen that saw the field for you quite a bit this year.
Well, and you don't want to forget Lauren Grieving. She ended up being my she started every single game. She started in the outfield to start with, and then we just saw how tough she was and how unafraid she was, and she played a great third base for us. I see her just holding down that hot corner for years to come, and talk about a kid with a motor. She's in the dugout. She's super loud and in a positive way. So, and that's Lauren Grieving. That's the third baseman. And Taylor Beckendorf, Taylor played second base most of the time, played a little bit of outfield for us when we'd move Carly in and out. Taylor just had a little bit of the deer in the headlights look sometimes. I think she was afraid of stepping on upperclassmen's toes and probably didn't want to get run over when there was a ball between her and Zoe. she got better towards the end, and I'm just really looking forward to her coming back with some confidence and, that year under her belt. And you're right. She put the bat on the ball, had some great bunts for us. Just kid that can do a lot of things. She can get down the line. She's pretty darn quick. A lot of good things coming there. And then you had Allie McGinn, who played center field for us all season long. And she was another kid that was a little unsure at the beginning of the season just how hard we wanted her to go for balls. And you know what? We wanted her all out all the time. And by the end of the season, you could see that. Boy, she would be in left center field to start, and she would track down a ball in right center field. Kid's got some wheels. She's going to have to learn how to hit during this off season because she got way too much speed for me to be running a DP for every game. So, looking for a lot of growth on the offensive side for Allie, and I think she's going to troll the outside out the outfield for the next 4 years, and she'll be one of the best in the area. You mark my word, that kid is going to be a star out in the outfield because she's got speed and she already tracks down a ball really well. So, she's gonna have some experience behind her, and I just think she's gonna get better every day. And then we've got a slew of eighth graders who got some playing time here and there. Just when we were looking for, could I find an at bat? Could I get somebody in the outfield? You mentioned Olivia Robinson. She played a little bit of outfield for us. She got some pinch hits. She found her way on base multiple times. She had five walks. She only had a few hits, but she had a good eye at the plate, and that's something that as an eighth grader with limited at-bats is really encouraging as well. Hannah McKinney, I told the team last night, she had one of my favorite memories all year. We were over at Boyer Valley, and she played in left field. They hit a ball over her head, and she literally tried to run through the fence to go get it. She probably will need a little more field awareness, but you have to love the grittiness, and that knocked her down, but she got back up and finished the inning. So kid's tough. She got a few pinch hits as well. We also had Emma Branning, who started different outfield positions for us. She had a really nice game over at Tri-Center. I told her that's got to be your baseline, just go out and catch everything. And she came a long way as well. There's some young kids that have a lot of promise for us. Let's see here. We also had Justine Kosky, who did some base running for us, sprained an ankle early, and that kind of took her out of a lot of base running situations. Lainey Gawley did a little bit of running for us. Super fast, strong kid. I'd love to see her learn how to hit better too, because she's got some possibilities for us, and that pretty much runs down our, you know, our kids that got any varsity playing time. We have a couple of other kids that were on the roster. Sarah Christensen got a great attitude, and Kennedy Bertelson, who's very new to the program, new student at IKM Manning. She learned a lot as well. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of kids coming back with a lot of experience, and you know, they put in the work. I think we're going to be in some meaningful games very soon. So, you know, we have that to look forward to, you know, and we might be down, but we're certainly not out. I think we grew a lot this summer, and that was our plan. So looking forward to these kids coming back next year.
And Coach, I get the sense in listening to you, this group's bought in. You talked about how hard they worked every day. I think they want to get better as well.
Well, the indication of the kind of kids they are when it was super hot this summer, you know, we had some scheduling issues for practice. So we had practice at 6 o'clock, which means they typically got there at 5:45. And every single kid was at every single 6 a.m. practice. You know, I've had some times before where you try to have early morning practice and there'll be kids who their alarm didn't go off, or, you know, they weren't feeling well. Not these kids. They were bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and I would say, and they would agree, that we had some of our best practices at 6 a.m. They, you know, they didn't have anything else on their plate. They were energetic, and, you know, it's a great way to start your day. I mean, I'm not a morning person, but I even loved the 6 a.m. practice. You know, the days were just so beautiful in the morning, and it just made you want to be out there and sling the ball around.
Yeah, best time of the day in the summertime sometimes if you're not at a ball game at night is that early morning stuff. Joy, I tell you what, you're always so good at getting us results. You're quick at that every night, and I appreciate that very much. I appreciate all the time you gave us here today, and I know the future of this program in really, really good hands. So thanks for everything you do for us here at Carroll Broadcasting, and I'm looking forward to the future of the Wolves program with you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate every time you show up at the field, and you do such a great job of promoting the kids in the area. All sports coaches appreciate you and the tremendous effort that you give to throw a spotlight on these kids for their efforts that they give all the time.
Thank you very much. Head coach Joy Gross again with the IKM Manning softball team.